Where were you yesterday when you got the news alert that Kobe Bryant had died in a helicopter crash? And what were your first thoughts?
Shock, because I just received a ton of messages from people, and your phone's kind of starting to blow up. And the first thing you think of is that something bad happened, unfortunately. And it was, because it was one of the game's greatest players. And you basically, I think, like most of us, kind of just sat around and tried to monitor the news and wait to hear who else had been involved and whether this was a certainty, because, yeah, fake news travels so fast in 2020. And, yeah, it didn't really hit me until I actually watched the Raptors game last night, where you got to see the players' faces and how they were reacting and them running out 24 seconds off the shot clock to start the Raptors and Spurs game. And once it started to settle in, you just started to feel sick. But, yeah, there was that real long moment of shock because, yeah, it's just hard to fathom losing somebody at 41 years old. It's hard to fathom someone being like that with their daughter, and someone that meant so much to not only basketball but to LA and so many people. So, yeah, it was shocking.
Did you ever have a chance to watch him live?
I did. I actually saw Kobe live a few different times. I think he actually was the first NBA game I would have seen actually as a young adult was with Kobe Bryant. It was actually in his rookie season. When it was him and Shaq. Yeah, it was in Seattle. We used to go down and watch them play the Supersonics when they still had a team, my dad and I. So, but it was weird because I was never a Kobe. I never liked Kobe. He always killed my favorite team. That's what he did basically my entire life. And that's the thing about Kobe Bryant, is that he invoked emotion. And either you loved him or you hated him, but like you felt some way about Kobe. And it's rare to have an athlete that really does that. And so that's really just how I'll remember him, is hating him, but in the best kind of way possible, if that makes sense.
J.D. Bunkus from Sportsnet 590, The Fan. J.D., we'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to call us and give your perspective on the death of Kobe Bryant and kind of put his athletic life into perspective for us. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a great morning, guys.